The Transcendentalists, despite their love of poetry, wrote few poems worthy of their aspirations for the art. Thoreau and Emerson and Channing had their row where Keats had sailed, would bend his posy's bow till the string went twang to fling its shaft, tail yo-yoing side to side as if to check the head. Did it go? Where'd it go? And gape as thud, they'd hear the point strike home or something. Dang, they'd drop their bows and run. The muses sang, "You hit our horse and missed the leaping heart. Poor Pegasus, stuck drafting truth's slow cart." For naught they loved the wild aught, for naught sought to clothe in beauty's threads their highest thought. They launched each hard-won word into a sea that mirrored light, but hid duality. Kant's ordering of mind they understood, and how it freed art's falcon from faith's hood. But Boston's finest failed to grasp how Kant had placed art's heroes by a hellespont, with God and science at opposing poles, and set in circulation battling souls who sought for adversaries farther out than where Kant sailed, to sink them in their doubt, to transcend. Oh, they wished it so. And who am I? And what am I trying to do? When I, who say I love the truth, deride whenever fashion and the truth collide, their honest strivings and my own, and even my beloved's. This poem, this tone has got to change. Our hearts, heads, limbs, learn how to raise their ships, to steady, turn their prow, to find sufficient sight and wind, to mark and fan, to flame that ash-encrusted spark Michael lit before we disembark at this dark age from their Goethean arc.